Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
I was in Atlanta, Georgia, at Georgia State University, and I got the letter, and it said, Terry, you got a D, as in dummy. Now, they didn't say dummy, but that's the way I interpreted it. And I thought, oh, man, this is terrible. And I was devastated, because they said, you can't stay in the program with that average. And I thought, oh, man, this is terrible. I've told everybody I'm going to get an MBA. I'm excited about it, and whoo, this will be great. And now I'm getting thrown out of the program. They said, but you got to take the class again.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by Terry Brock. Terry has got to be one of the single most entertaining guests I've had on the show. He's quick, clever, well-prepared, and funny. He's also a podcaster, the host of Agorapreneurs, and he's a speaker, often for other speakers, and he's even spoken for CPAs. But he also barely got through his accounting class. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcast, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. Terry Brock, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Yes, indeed. Even though it's going to be painful, but it'll be okay.
Perfect. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to hearing all the details of this story. You got a D in your first prereq class in your MBA program. Fill us in. How did this happen? And I guess, how did that feel?
Oh, it was terrible. You know, Alex, how does it feel? You get slugged in the gut. You know, I mean, really hard. You're bent over. Ah, you know, here's what happened. My undergrad degree was radio, TV, newspaper. So I'd been in radio, had been on TV a little bit, done a lot with newspaper. I even interviewed, or I did a cover story for Richard Nixon's inauguration. When I was 16, I went and covered that in Washington, D.C. in 1973, it was. And so you do the math on that, and you can figure out a whole lot that way. But I decided I want to go on and get an MBA. I need to learn about this stuff. So I went in, they had this prereq, you know, prerequisite class. You got to take this because I didn't know how to spell accounting. And they had these things called debits and credits. And they had these things called T accounts. And I thought, I don't understand that. Just plus and minus. Shouldn't it be that? And the professor said, no, Terry, it should be this way. I go, okay, that kind of makes sense. I get it. T accounts, you're balancing things out. Well, I did the best I could, but I remember when the grades came. It was a cold December day. Does that sound like a good story? A cold December day. I was in Atlanta, Georgia, at Georgia State University, and I got the letter, and it said, Terry, you got a D, as in dummy. Now, they didn't say dummy, but that's the way I interpreted it. And I thought, oh, man, this is terrible. And I was devastated because they said, you can't stay in the program with that average. You have to have an average of 3.0 or above, which would mean at least a B or above on everything. And I thought, oh, man, this is terrible. I've told everybody I'm going to get an MBA. I'm excited about it. And whoo, this will be great. And now I'm getting thrown out of the program. And they said, but you got to take the class again. Same class. And you've got to do better. You got to bring that grade up. Well, I didn't know if I could do it. And I walked around. I remember walking around in our apartment, our little apartment complex where we were. I walked outside and I'm wandering around. I didn't have a real good winter coat on. And it was about maybe 20 degrees or something out there. And it started getting real cold. But then it hit me. I thought, wait a minute. I'm going to figure out how to do this. I don't know right now, but I'm going to do whatever I can. I'm going to do it and figure it out. The motivational speeches I had heard before listening to audio cassettes. It was audio cassettes at the time. I think I'll try it. I'll just try a different approach. It's the same class. I'll do really well this next time. So I felt a little bit energized and I enrolled in it. And the next quarter, I went and starting in January, and I took the class again. I figured I'm going to get an A on this one. And I studied and I worked at it. And I only got a B, B as in barely making it. And then they sent me another nice little letter from the Georgia State office. They say, Terry, we did some calculations on this. And we saw B and a D averages out to a C. And we're going to give you one more chance to get it up to the other level, to B level. If you don't, then you won't be in the program. Like, oh, man. So now you see, here's the deal. Sometimes you think, I'm going to make it. And then you don't. And so you're feeling like even worse. Hey, I tried all the things. I did all the things that those motivational speakers tell you to do. And I went out and I thought I'd work harder and I still didn't do it. I only got the C in the class, and a C didn't quite cut it, if you get my drift. But I thought, okay, I'm going to try to get, and bold. By the way, to make matters even more fun, I was taking financial accounting. And financial accounting is a little bit easier than cost accounting. And cost accounting was the next prereq that I had to take. So, oh, this is just dandy. Just dandy. Here we go. I got to go into the even tougher thing. And so, and I didn't know, and I'd heard the professor was really tough as well that was teaching that. And I thought, oh, great. Okay, well, here's what I'm going to do. I figured out a way to just keep working at it. And I think that was the key. It wasn't that I'm so smart. It's that I found a system that works. And what I did is I would start writing down the exercises that they would give us each week. And I would write them down on these long green paper with pen and pencil. I'd write that down. We didn't use spreadsheets back then at that point. I did not do it. I was doing it all there on hand. So I'd do it literally 30, 40, 50 times. That many, literally, it wad it up, throw the paper away, do it again. Wad it up, throw the paper away, do it again, repetitiously, over and over and over. I remember in undergrad school, I studied Russian. The Russians say, Povtorinia mat uchenia, which means repetition is the mother of learning. So I embraced that Russian saying over and over, and I just went back over and over and over it until it was almost like I felt like I was cheating when I took the exams, because I would just close my eyes and I could see it in my head. I knew what to do. I'd done it so many times. So I started doing it and I found this system. The system is what saved me. And I got an A in that class. And that A really turned it around for me in a big way, because I learned the process, what to do. And so, yeah, I got the A in accounting, and every other accounting class or finance class that we had, with things like cash flow statements, pro forma income statements, and all that kind of stuff, nifty, groovy things they teach in an MBA program. And I went through and learned that stuff. I thought, well, I'll never use it again because I'm in marketing. My MBA is majoring in marketing. However, I started eventually teaching classes on how to use these principles and how to do that. I picked up this newfound thing that came out real soon called spreadsheets. There was a VisiCalc, then there was SuperCalc, and this little guy thing called Lotus 1-2-3. Well, I picked that up. There were no training. We didn't have YouTube. And I just started studying it and learning it on my own, teaching myself, and figured out how to do it and started showing some other people how to do it too, and a few others. And eventually, I started working with CPAs and teaching them how to use it, not only in the state of Georgia, where I was at the time, but 27 state societies of CPAs and the American Institute of CPAs, AICPA. They even started calling me a CPA. And I thought, well, that's good. Alex, they're calling me a CPA. And I'm the guy that almost got thrown out of the thing. And they kept calling me. They'd write it down. They go, Terry Brock, CPA, is our speaker. And I go, no, 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 guys, I'm not. I mean, I think you can probably get in trouble if you call yourself a CPA and you're not. And I certainly was not. But they just assumed that. And I thought, guys, I'm not. And they kept doing it. And I finally said, okay, guys, I give up. I am a CPA. A constant party animal. And that's what it means in my case. Okay. Definitely not a certified public accountant. But my point is, in all this, the thing I learned from it, my broken bulb, was when you fall down, you got to get up. And sometimes, matter of fact, usually, you got to get up more times and keep getting up. It's not going to be just third time's a charm. Sometimes you fall down a lot, you get skinned, and sometimes it's bloody and it hurts. But don't just get up and go at it doing the same thing. Change your tactics. Learn what to do differently. What is going to work? I later refined that into a concept I call smart persistence. That you're persistent, yeah, but do it in a smart way. Don't keep doing the same things that didn't work over and over. Figure it out. And so I took something that was a detriment for me, accounting, because I'm not a numbers person. An undergrad, you know, radio, TV, newspaper, you don't learn a lot of numbers. But I learned that. I mastered enough of it so that I could teach literally thousands of CPAs on how to use this stuff, learn some mathematical concepts in that by using this process. It's not that I'm that smart, because I'm certainly not. There are a lot of people a whole lot smarter than me. And I learned this process of repetition and getting instruction. I'd go to the instructor and ask, how do you do this? I don't understand. I kept going to the instructor. He was very kind. Even though he was tough, he was very kind. And he helped me to figure it out. I learned it and made it work. And so for me, I remember that even today. Keep going and use that smart persistence.
I think that is fantastic. A great story, entertaining story, and an incredibly valuable lesson. Of course, at the end of every episode, I leave time for you to talk a little bit about what it is that you're doing now, what's working for you now, and where can people find you?
Well, the best way to find me would be at my website. That's terrybrock.com. And I know this is audio. Terry can be spelled and Brock can be spelled different ways, but Terry is spelled T-E-R-R-Y and Brock is spelled the right way, B-R-O-C-K. So terrybrock.com, you'll find all the information there. And right now what I'm doing is a lot more with podcasting, with video, still as a professional speaker. And I'm honored to have been inducted in the Professional Speaker Hall of Fame, getting a chance to talk to people around the world, 44 countries and counting now, and getting a chance to see them. And by the way, Alex, one of my favorites is Canada. I love Canada. They're the nice Americans. Canadians are great people. I love getting up there. But so that's how you get in touch with me. I'm having a great time. And I would say to you listening to this right now, you're going to have challenges and you will fall down. When you do, not if, when, figure out how to get back up and get back up again and again. Sometimes it's going to take a lot of repetitions, but stay with it. Get the right help. Get the right instructors and people who can look over your shoulder and can help you. Be willing to go to them and be willing to put out your time, your money, and your energy in order to get that help. And then you improve your chances of making it.
I love it. Well, Terry Brock, thank you once again for joining me.
Alex, it's an honor to be with you.
And thank you for listening. Keep at it. You can do it. Study and work hard. Not everything will come easily, but that doesn't mean it won't come at all. Special thank you to Terry for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. I've linked his work down in the show notes, including his podcast, Agorapreneurs. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It not only helps people find us, but it makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside and lets us know how we're doing. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecca Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecca.